Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, and I'd like to welcome you back to my podcast. Today, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. How serene is your life? Serenity is just the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. So, are you calm? Are you peaceful? Are you untroubled? Do you need more serenity in your life? Most of us, if we answered honestly, would say yes to that. So today, I'm going to give you 5 secrets to how you can get more serenity into your life. Number 1, clear your mind. You know, we've come to brag about our ability to multitask, and we've just come to accept that distractions are the norm. There is a lady named Julie Morgenstern, who is a productivity expert, and she wrote a book called Time Management from the Inside Out. Julie shares that the brain simply cannot effectively or efficiently switch between tasks. So multitasking actually results in losing time. She tells us it takes 4 times longer for us to recognize new things when we're multitasking. And because we make more mistakes when we're multitasking, that too slows us down. Distractions and multitasking simply clutter your mind without increasing your effectiveness. So just clear your mind. Take some deep breaths and reduce that clutter that robs you of your serenity. Number 2, forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. That's the big key to increasing your serenity. When you hold grudges, when you remain angry, when you harbor bitterness and fail to forgive, you are only hurting yourself and robbing yourself of your own peace and serenity. Has someone done something to you that was wrong or hurtful? Forgive them. Have you done or said something to someone else that was wrong or hurtful? Ask for their forgiveness. And remember to forgive yourself, because that's a big piece of it. Number 3, live in the present and leave the past behind. Remember the past. Learn from the past. Be grateful for the past. But keep moving forward. When we get stuck in the past, you know, it has a funny way of sort of convincing us that it was perfect. And the past, the truth of the matter is, the past was just as imperfect as today is, and tomorrow probably will be. So focus and understand that we can only change today and tomorrow rather than the past. We can't change the past. Let that be where you seek. Let today and tomorrow be where you seek and find your serenity, because it will never come from the past. Number 4, take a long walk. Get outside. Walking is healthy. It increases your heart rate. It helps oxygenate your brain. It helps change your perspective. And ideally, it gets you out in nature where you'll absorb negative ions that are uplifting and healthy. Number 5, use essential oils. They too have negative ions, and so many of them uplift the spirit, unlock and expand thought patterns, and just simply upgrade life overall. You can use essential oils topically, which means putting them on your skin. You can use them aromatically, which means inhaling them either just straight from the bottle or in a diffuser. And when you use 100% pure, authentic essential oils, not found in the grocery store and not at, you know, pennies per ounce, you can even take those essential oils, those 100% pure essential oils, internally. So there you have my 5 different secrets to increasing your serenity. If you would like to learn more about using essential oils to upgrade your life, please visit my website at timeforyou.net. That's T-H-Y-M-E youyou.net, and click on Learn About Essential Oils. And if you would like my free ebook on Secrets to Serenity, just email me at timeforyounow, TYME4YOUNOW@gmail.com. That's all I have for today. This is Sharon Rhodes signing out for now, but I'll be back again. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for following these podcasts. If you like these podcasts, please share them with your friends. Until next time, remember to always take time for you. Have a great day.